Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's time for our weekly segment with Vanderbilt basketball coach Bryce Drew. Bryce, what's up? How are you, man?
We're doing good. We're ready to head over to Knoxville, and we know they're going to be fired up, especially after that last game. But I think our guys are excited for another opportunity to go at them.
Is that like the biggest challenge at this point? This with this losing streak and everything that goes with that, from a head coaching perspective and a mentor perspective, is that the toughest challenge? Is just getting the kids to buy in each and every hour of each and every day to keep pushing.
You know, you guys have been around sports, you've been around athletes, and man, nothing takes it out of you like losing.
Yeah.
It is draining, and it's actually scientific that when you win, you know, a hormone's released that makes you feel better. And so, you know, I will say that our guys, though, they have approached practices, they have approached games, with the attitude that we're going to get better and that one of these games is going to go our way. And so as a coach, you know, losing is miserable. There's no way to get around it. But when you have guys that are still fighting and they're trying, and when you see improvement, you know, it gives you encouragement, you know, for the future.
Have you ever been through anything like this before?
Never, never. It's definitely uncharted waters. And, I think as you go through it, you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about, you know, the guys that are around you. And, you know, one line I've always heard, but I've never really understood it, is, you know, when you're building a program, you have to find guys that you can lose with. And, I'm definitely starting to understand that, because in the huddles, you know, after games when you're talking, you know, when guys are still locked in, guys are still fighting, it's like you know you have the right guys that you want to win, but when you're losing, you know you got the right guys. And so, you know, we got guys that we feel are going to turn this thing, and, it's just going to take some time.
As coaches, you're always going to try to do your best to keep morale up, and there are always going to be leaders on a team, or there's that funny guy, and he kind of takes it upon himself. There are people within a team, in the framework of a team, who will try to keep their teammates' morale up. But I'll ask you this. How do you and the coaches keep your morale up? Because I know this has been impossibly tough on you guys.
Yeah, you know, we're laying a foundation. And so, you know, we go back. We're not where we want to be right now, but we know where we're going. And we're on a track to get there. You know, even though we've lost some close games, we could easily have a few wins. We don't, but it's not changing the course of where our program's going. And our culture is fantastic right now. You know, our guys are working hard. We have guys that are improving. As these guys continue to improve, as we add a few more ingredients to them that will make everybody a little bit better, we feel very good that this maturation process, you know, is going to end up good.
You know, it's funny, the comment about finding guys you can lose with, I think that's really interesting, because just as a sports fan, I always watch the guys in blowout situations, for example, in a football game or something. Like, who is still going out there and making plays? And I think you're right. I think you can learn not only a lot about yourself, but learn a lot about each and every player, and like who is made up of what and who is a leader for you and all of those things, right?
No question. And you can see who's still fighting. You can see who's still engaged. And it's been tremendous from that standpoint. And again, we're talking about teenagers that are dealing with not only losing for the first time, but they're dealing also with, you know, they got social media. They got other things that they're having to deal with that, you know, a lot of, you know, other guys and other generations didn't have to worry about. And so, you know, I'm really proud of the character growth that's happening within our team and the unity. You know, one of the biggest things is staying together. And we have seen a team that has stayed together. And obviously, you know, winning brings out the worst, like the absolute worst in everybody. And if this is the worst, you know, in our guys, then, man, these are sensational young men.
One guy this week scored 50 total points, Aaron Nesmith, 50 points, 23 rebounds. We've talked with you about him before, another member of that freshman class.
You know, he was named, freshman of the week in the SEC. And so we've had three freshmen this year named freshman of the week in the league. And so, you know, that's really impressive from a program standpoint, that we have some really good young players that are developing, playing well. And, you know, he has been sensational in this stretch. You know, I feel bad as a coach that we're wearing him out because he's a freshman and we're playing him tons of minutes and we're using him in every facet of the game. But he's a warrior, and he's going to be, again, you know, a big leader as this thing shifts. He's going to be a guy that's going to grab, you know, freshman next year and show him the ropes. And we couldn't be more thrilled that Aaron's playing for us.
On the flip side of that, it's been a tough go the last couple of games for Saban Lee, 4 points and 4 points for a total of 8 in back-to-back games. He's such an important player. How do you get him going?
You know, we got to get three guys at least in double figures, and that's been part of the issue. You know, you're only getting one or two. You know, we got to get multiple guys scoring. Team's been, you know, shrinking the floor on them. You know, we've talked about, you know, some other areas that he can score from. So we'll try to move him around a little bit differently. You know, one thing is we just haven't shot the ball well. You know, in league, we're shooting 31% from three, and we can't win games that way. So, you know, we have to get some of our shooters, you know, Matt Ryan, Joe Torre, you know, we got to get guys making some threes, which I think will open up the lane a little bit more for Saban.
What did you do when your threes didn't fall? Because you were a shooter, you were a scorer. What did you do to get yourself back right when things weren't going well?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is I got in the gym. I got in the gym a ton and got reps. And so, you know, our guys come in during the day. You know, Saban was down there today getting reps up. You know, Simi's down there. I mean, our guys are coming in, getting reps up during the day. So, you know, that's a big part. I think the other part, again, is confidence. You know, you have to find the confidence to translate it from the practice to the game. And, you know, we've shot the ball well in practice. We just have not been able to translate it to the game for some of our guys. And that's something that we have to do. The other thing I would say is, you know, getting easy baskets. If you're not, you know, shooting well from three, I would try to get myself a transition layup, or I would try to, you know, pump fake and pivot and try to get to the free throw line. Because sometimes seeing the ball go in from a short distance or seeing it go in from the free throw line can help build that confidence to shoot the three better.
Playing with your dad, was he a good set of eyes? Would he tell you, hey, you're getting your elbow out of place, or your spacing's bad? Or was he a good set of eyes for you to tell you, hey, here's why you're missing those shots, or here's what you're doing?
Yeah, you know, we'd watch him film and obviously go through some technique stuff. I was very analytical of myself. And so before anyone could say anything, you know, I'd be in the gym working on stuff. I used to study shooters. I'd study pictures of form, different things like that. And so I've always been kind of a student of the game and very analytical on myself. So every summer I would tweak something with my shot to try to make it better for that next year. And off seasons are so important. And that's why, you know, especially with a young team, you know, this off season is going to be huge at getting some of these guys better in certain areas. You know, you take Simi, for example, you know, he didn't have an off season coming in to this year. And when you don't get an off season, it really can show up during the season, just from a conditioning standpoint, from a skill standpoint, when you don't have, you know, months to work on your game.
Vanderbilt basketball coach Bryce Drew with us in advance of Vanderbilt at Tennessee coming up tomorrow night. You can catch the game right here on 104.5 The Zone. Bryce, we've been talking about Tennessee kind of leaking a little bit lately, and it's tough to kind of poke holes through a team that had won 19 in a row and all of those things, but they got punched in the face by Kentucky. I'm curious what you see on tape from them these days.
Well, Kentucky's obviously a really, really good team, as well as Tennessee. So, you know, that game doesn't, in my opinion, doesn't change who Tennessee is. It's only going to make them better. You know, we have to go in and play them after that loss, which is probably not what you want to do, you know, after their first loss in that many games. But, you know, they're a veteran group, and you know, there's a lot of pressure. If you don't lose a game, you know, the longer it goes, you know, some of that pressure mounts. And so, you know, sometimes when you lose a game, it helps refocus, re-energize, you know, brings back more camaraderie. And so you hate to lose, but when you do, again, sometimes it makes you restart and play even better.
Well, Bryce, we appreciate the time, man. Good luck this week, and we'll talk with you next Monday, brother.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, all right. Coach.